refer to the hippie generation. We had that generation of Russia. We did.
Really?
Certainly. There was an absolute freedom all the way through, morally, all the way through, sexually, all the way through.
No kidding.
No kidding whatever.
In the Mennonite community at that time?
Oh, certainly, to a certain extent, particularly in places like Neuhausen, which was a little, and I would call the other place like Orlov.
Orlov-Tigo, yeah.
And Orlov, in a way, was a community that probably would have overtaken Neuhausen eventually, because there was such a tremendous amount of agricultural wealth around there. Around Neuhausen, there was no agriculture to speak of.
So, would you classify that generation as being at least in part a questioning generation, sort of questioning the values of that they were raised on? Do you mean similar to the hippies in that sense too?
Yes. But there were you see, the hippies didn't go through completely like we did, because everything else collapsed around our ears. Everything. The hippies tried to pull down something which didn't come down. You see? You didn't have to try and pull anything down, it just fell on you. Period, you see. There is a difference, but I meant in certain things when I say that we had that. We had it there too, yes. You still reach for the meaning, you see? And parental authority went out of the window. It had to, not only parental, but church as well, because the Zaltschutz, you see, right into the face of everything, of everybody. And they split right and left. And when we came here, we have some idiots from when we arrived at Kitchener, Mother Waterloo, from the local Mennonites. Believe me, this is truth. Asking you in all sincerity whether you use knife and fork in Russia. Or another one telling you that the reason that this befell and fell on our head was because you are one with God. And when you told them, does that include all the rest of Russia? All the rest of there? Or only the Mennonites?